Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I am your host, Larry Hamilton, and today is episode 115, Saturday Scrawl, Campaigns and Adventures. But first, a call-in from Cody M. of the No Save For You podcast, where he comments on my last episode from Thursday on Play by Post. Take it away, Cody.
Hey, Larry, it's Cody. Great episode again, as usual. I have two things for you. So I play in a couple Play by Post games on Discord, and you mentioned the dice rolling bots. We have those in there, so it's entirely on Discord, and it's free. So that's a great option. Another place to look if you're looking for a game or you want to set up a game is on Reddit. There's a subreddit called LFG that stands for Looking for Game. You can get on there. And right now it's pretty saturated with 5th edition material, but there are a couple OSR guys on there. Go ahead and go over there and check it out. I know you're on Reddit. So, all right, bud, take it easy. Bye.
Hey, Cody, thanks for that information. I'm sure those that are looking for a game and interested in Play by Post would be interested in checking out the Discord channel. And if you're looking for a group, there's a group on Reddit, and there are some old school gamers on there. There are several other websites that you can do the looking for group thing. If you're on Roll20, they've got a feature for that. And most other tabletops that are virtual tabletops that are a website have a similar feature. So now, on to today's episode. Occasionally, in the past, I have read a prior blog post on the podcast, making that my episode. And so today, while I was out running errands, I realized I hadn't done one for a while, so I decided to read two fairly short articles from January 7th and 8th of 2017, the first about campaigns and the second about adventures. And of course, these two terms get used quite often in role-playing games. And like in all languages, context in English gives the meaning. So first up, from January 7th, 2017, what is a campaign? I saw a question on Twitter today asking how long a campaign lasts. That got me to thinking, and depending on your RPG experience and preferences, the term campaign has multiple meanings. Campaign comes to role-playing games from tabletop miniatures wargaming, which in turn gets the term from military parlance. The military use of the term derives from the plain of Campania, a place of annual warfare by the armies of the Roman Republic. Generally, a campaign is a specific portion of a war, such as a series of battles or specific strategy. It can also be a region or terrain, such as the desert campaign in World War II. Wikipedia has a handy page with all the ways campaign is used, including gaming. And there are two handy articles, one on campaign in the context of RPGs, and the other is the campaign setting. The various shades of meaning in relation to RPGs that come to mind are: this is in the context of D&D in my mind. Substitute your primary RPG of choice. The entire game world / multiverse and all activity happening under a DM, that is, the campaign setting. A specific connected set of adventures / game sessions with a clear endpoint. Often this means the end of that game world, quote unquote, and after a break, a new world emerges. An example from published modules would be the Drow series. A campaign in a DM's ongoing world might mean a major event in the world is resolved, or it might mean players have reached a level where retirement is in order and a new batch of characters enter the realm. A specific group of players and their characters. It may be that circumstances prevent the group from playing again, and the end of the campaign is the end of regular play among that group of people. A DM with a single campaign setting can encompass multiple groups of players, and each could be their own campaign, or they could be somehow interconnected. There are lots of examples of DMs running the same setting for decades. When campaign is used to refer to the setting, it can be a single genre, multiple genres, homebrew, or published. In a multi-genre campaign setting, one could have D&D set in the past, then Western / steampunk, then modern, then apocalyptic, then future, or the order could be different, such as in Jack Vance's Far Future World, where there is magic. Other GMs have a separate setting for each genre. They could even mix and match homebrew for one setting and a published setting for another. A DM can even have a campaign to get the word out that they're looking for new players. There can even be a campaign of war within the game itself. So a DM can campaign for new players for their campaign setting that features military campaigns. What does the term campaign in the context of tabletop role-playing games bring to mind for you? I want to apologize for all those alerts from my cell phone. I turned the sound down, and it's still playing a sound when the alert plays, so then I stuck it under a pillow, and it's still making a sound. Oh my gosh, I don't know why I'm getting so many alerts while I'm trying to record this. Usually it's the train that's the problem. So hopefully I can get through the last article before I get another alert. And now from January 8th, 2017, what is an adventure? Yesterday I wrote about the term campaign. While I was writing that article, it occurred to me that the term adventure has some shading to its meaning. For example, some use the term adventure to indicate a single session. Others mean it to indicate a set of contained story, plot, or location. Sometimes the adventure can be played in a single game session. Other times it might drag on for weeks, if it is the looting of a large replenishing dungeon, for example. I think commercial modules had a big impact on the use of the word adventure. The module is a self-contained whole, and the DM does not have to do anything beyond become familiar with it. Of course, customization is always an option. A series of adventures, like the Drow series, could each be considered a single adventure or the completion of the entire story arc within could be classed as an adventure. A series of adventures, whether interrelated or not, serve to make up a campaign, whatever one means by campaign. Like so much of language, a lot of it is dictated by convention, experience, and preference. All of the above uses are correct. I suppose there are those that like to argue the fine points of any use of a word. However, that is an academic exercise that doesn't interest everyone. The point is to get together and play. All terms with multiple meanings can confuse new players. So one should work to minimize the jargon or define it on the go. The key to growing the hobby is helping new players want to play again. How else have you used or encountered other uses in the RPG context of the term adventure? So there you have it. Two short articles on campaign and adventure. Something to ponder. I'm curious. What are your takes on the meanings of those terms? Did I cover all the bases? Did I miss anything? Please call in and let me know. I thank you all so very much for listening. I hope you're having an awesome day. And game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated. Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.